Hey guys, this is Taking the Over with your host, me, Jeff Perkins. This podcast is brought to you today by 21st Finance. 21st Finance is your home for everything from sports betting, personal finance, investing, and cryptocurrency. Be sure to check us out at 21stfinance.com and follow us on Twitter at 21st_finance for the latest blogs, videos, and content relating to anything that involves money. Without further ado, let's do this. What is up, guys? This is episode 23 of Taking the Over. I am a couple days late because I have been moving furniture out. I've been so busy with my transition from Estherville to Des Moines. I finally got a little bit of time to work on the podcast for today. It is Thursday, May 17th, 2018. Welcome back, guys. This is the Jordan episode number 23. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a short one. I had to cut it short because I have been busy this week with all the moving and transition stuff. We will have the usual segment with Jared, and we're also featuring Derek in that episode. I was actually driving in my truck with them. We actually got to do a little segment within the F-150 itself. So what we'll do with today's episode, we will do that as the first segment, and then I'll end the show with myself. We don't have a special guest for this week, but we will in the upcoming weeks, of course, as we always do. I want to thank you guys for sticking with me up to this point. It is beautiful outside. It is 83 degrees. There's a lot of great things going on in the sporting world. Boston Celtics, they're up 2-0 against the Cavs. Oh my goodness, I don't think anybody saw that coming. How's LeBron gonna react? And then also in the Western Conference, I think it's tied 1-1. Rockets, Warriors, everybody knew that was going to be the Western Conference Finals. That is probably the matchup of the season. It is going to be such an exciting NBA Finals, no matter who's in it, because we have four great teams with four really, really good coaches. Very, very excited for that. Other big news story week of the week that is huge for 21st Finance. New Jersey passed a vote, I believe it was 7-2, that allows any state in the United States to make sports gambling legal. You know me, I haven't done a lot of sports gambling as of the last couple months. I usually hit up college football and NCAA football. We will talk about that more as well. But before we talk about that in the last segment of the show, we will get right down to the segment with Jared and Derek. And as usual, this is things that make us mad for the week. What's up, guys? Special edition of episode 23. We are driving Jared's bum ass home because he spent the night with us. He actually left his car at Andrew's house. We are actually recording from my pickup truck. I got Derek in the back and Jared next to me. We are talking about stuff that makes us mad as usual. Jared, what's making you mad this week?
All right. Well, I've been kind of a bum. You know, now that I graduated college, I don't have crap to do for the next month. So that's why I stayed with you last night. My only thing on the schedule of this entire month is this one dentist appointment that I have at 11 o'clock this morning. And thanks, Jeff, for giving me a ride.
Yeah, I fucking hate going to the dentist. So the dentist in Estherville.
Okay.
Did you ever go to the dentist in Estherville, Derek?
Well, there's about four of them, so which one?
Dr. Bruins or whatever.
Yes.
I swear every time I go there, it's like, oh, you're going to have a routine clean. They take that pick thing, you know, like that like metal pick, and they just like rip into my gums teeth. I hate that more than anything.
That's from chewing, Jeff.
Well, I don't know if it's from that, but
okay, I would say that that has pissed me off. It's, but you know, like I said, I like a little bit of attention all the time. I used to have this hygienist. She was probably like 60 years old, like really thin. She probably weighed like 100 pounds.
Yikes.
Like leathery, wrinkly skin, and she had it out for me. She would always rest her hand on like my upper thigh, and she would. When you go to the dentist, do they take your blood pressure?
No.
For some reason, my lady would always take my blood pressure, and then she'd like touch my arms and be like, "Oh my gosh, 120/80. You are such a young, healthy man." And like then she'd like clean my teeth, she'd have her hand on my upper thigh, and like last time I went, I had a different one. So maybe she retired or died, but. I mean, I don't know if I miss her. I don't know if I'm glad she's gone. I don't know. I'm in this weird limbo of like.
She's like trying to seduce you, man.
It's kind of like horrible bosses.
It's like the perfect setting for like an adult film. Dentist's office.
Yep.
Derek, what's your doctor's experiences like?
I don't go to the doctor. Not very healthy, but.
Well, when you like.
To live life on the edge. I actually kind of been like most people, I enjoy the dentist.
You do?
Yeah. Unless you're hungover, that is a terrible experience.
What makes it so much? Just your head hurts or what?
Yes. Well, they're digging around in your mouth. You have a cotton mouth. You have a headache, and they're just clanging around in there. That's when it gets bad.
You know what thing I do like about the dentist, though? When they go, okay, what flavor toothpaste do you want? And I'm always like, oh, yeah. It's like bubblegum, strawberry. Really? I love picking, like, that strawberry or, like, the bubblegum toothpaste. It just tastes so good. You know, I love that.
I'll be honest. I think ever since I've been, like, 4 years old, I always say mint. I'm just, like, a really, boring guy. I just always go mint.
I'm all about the bubble gum, the
fruity flavor. Did you guys, you know, like back in high school, you had to get like a physical before playing sports. Did you guys have to get like a hernia test?
Grab your nuts.
Yeah. Yep. Any fun experiences with that, or was it pretty routine?
Well, the first time
I always had a guy grabbing my nuts.
It was always a guy.
Okay. The first time I ever had to do it, because I remember it was like, I think it was when you started middle school football, like seventh grade. That's when you actually had to do the hernia test and like get the physicals.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, when that test was coming, and my older brother Jacob's like, yeah, they do that to you. They have to. And I was freaking out.
Oh, man, that was nerve-wracking.
And I was like, don't be a girl. Don't be a girl. it's a girl. First one I ran was a girl.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you're a little seventh-grade boy, so you're, like, going through, like, weird stuff. It was just a weird time in life. But what else makes you mad, dude?
Well, that really wasn't even anything. All right, so I've been living at home with my parents, and I love my mom and dad dearly. But whenever they have this weird thing with like new age tech companies, okay, where they, like, when they try to pronounce them, they try to add like this extra pronunciation and like flair. Like so who? For instance, my mom cannot say Netflix. She calls it, hey Jeff, should we watch a movie on Netflix?
She says it like that.
Netflix. I'm like, mom, it's just Netflix. Just like it's always been. Like they've been around for a decade now. You should probably learn that. And then my mom also can't say Amazon. She says like, she just kind of like opens her mouth. She's just like, Amazon. She just adds like an extra on. I'm like, no, mom, it's just Amazon. Cause like I like applied for a credit card, and she's like, oh yeah, your sister has that Amazon Prime, and she
Amazon.
Really, and then also my dad, like in the same conversation, like I was talking, I think about getting a Alexa from my apartment out in Seattle, and he's like, you're gonna get one of those Alexilas. I'm like, for Christ's sake,
that's
Dad.
A smart guy.
Alexa?
Your dad's smart. For
like,
what?
That's not even a name. That was like a Roman goddess, I feel like, or something. Alexa. So that's one thing. I'm like, just because you're old and you're like, just learn how to pronounce these.
One thing that old people do that can annoy me, and my dad does it, people like, okay, if he's talking about social media, he wants to make it seem like he knows absolutely nothing about social media.
Oh, so
it's
yes.
This, it's the same Facebook. You're like, what's that face picture thing? It's like, you know it's called Facebook, you fucking idiot.
Yes, they know exactly what it is. Okay, and then, so, like, going off of that, so my sister, I have a niece and a nephew, and my sister-in-law doesn't really use Facebook. She uses Instagram, and she has, like, a protective account, you know, so she doesn't want weirdos looking at my niece and nephew, which is nice.
That's fair.
Yeah. And my dad obviously doesn't, he has Facebook, I think, but he doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
And, like, I was showing my mom a picture that Megan, my sister-in-law, posts on Instagram. And my dad's like, he, like, elbows me in the shoulder. He's like, you're going to have to show me how to sign up for that Instagram thing. I'm like, Dad, like, almost any internet-based account, what do you think you need to sign up for an account? You need an email address and a password. Do you think Instagram's going to be any different?
Well, that's a thing, too, is, like, all of those there are step-by-step instructions.
Step-by-step instructions. I'm like, Dad, you're a smart guy. You can figure out how to type in an email address and a password.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you can log into Instagram with your Facebook credentials.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Anymore, my dad, like, he looks at Facebook more than he gives off, but he's just so, like, I'm never going to have a Facebook account that he just, he'll, like, So, they're working on his car in Sioux Falls or whatever, and they put up pictures on, like, the company Facebook page.
Yeah.
And he, like, found a way. He spent enough time to find a way to, like, find their page without having to log into Facebook. He took more hassle trying to find their pages and stuff without, like, logging in and just making an account and just doing it. He's like, yeah, I look at Facebook for this. It's like, that's unbelievable.
My grandpa has Facebook, and he just takes, like, weird quizzes all the time.
And then shares it.
And
every
it's like
time.
It's like my like I think my background is like I'm Norwegian, so my grandpa's like half Norwegian, and he always takes like these quizzes that say only true Norwegians will get 10 out of 10, and then like he'll always post that.
That's the thing I hated when I started Facebook is remember when they had like it wasn't like Farming Simulator, Farm Town or whatever. Remember those like little games? I would get 500
invites.
Notifications.
so-and-so wants to send you 500 coins on Farm Talent. That's, I don't care at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Derek, is there anything that makes you really mad? In life in general?
One thing since I've been back in Iowa, I'd have to say my phone seems to take a lot longer to load shit than it does when I was up in the cities. Especially on this drive, I was trying to load Instagram, but I just kept spinning and spinning and spinning. So at this point in my life, that's the most irritating thing. Bye, J.D. Mitchell, but we'll move on to
that. You know what that makes me mad? Like, okay, the 4G thing makes a lot of sense, but like Mediacom internet, just Mediacom in general. So I pay like...
They took a shit.
They suck. I hope they're listening to this. They are terrible. First of all, they have the worst phone customer service ever. Yeah. So if you try to like, hey, we need like a new router or something, it's automated, and then it leads to another machine, and then it leads to a 20-minute wait, which leads to a machine, and then it leads to a person. But like, I pay $80 a month or $70 a month for Mediacom internet. There are like times I was like working on like a resume or doing something important on the internet, like my banking and stuff.
Right.
And then my internet would just go out and turn on for 5 minutes and go out and turn on. Yeah, I hated Mediacom.
I had ICS internet this past year. I feel like that's even worse than Mediacom.
Well, you guys had CenturyLink that was, 1 year, and it was terrible, wasn't it?
I think I kind of like CenturyLink, actually.
Didn't you guys have a pain setting it up?
Yeah, that was just kind of Eric's job, though. We just kind of made Eric do things. You know, like, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, there's Charlie work. Like, you know,
Eric work.
There's such thing as Eric work. Like, he just does all the dirty work.
Eric's the friend that punches a hole in the wall so he can patch it, too, though.
Yeah, he does that kind of stuff too.
So I was thinking about this that makes me mad. It's like my biggest pet peeve in life. The only reason why I'm thinking of
it. We just about got smoked by a truck right there.
Oh my gosh.
You about crossed the center line.
Podcast dying. All right, dying during the podcast. The one thing that, like, since we're driving, makes me think of it. Derek's not doing it, but fucking backseat drivers, I have the absolute worst, I think. Does that ever bother you? Because, like, there's times, like, I remember when me and Hef, when I first got this truck, Hef rode in the front and my dad came with.
Yeah.
And, like, I was, like, kind of on the right side of the road. My dad's, like, inch it in a little bit, inch it in. It's just, like, I know how to fucking drive, Dad.
I'll be honest. Maybe it's bad, but it bothers me more when females do it to me. I don't know why. My dad, honestly, never really says anything. But my mom, she's, a wooer. Like, anytime, like, there's a car coming or something, she'll just, like, woo. I'm like,
because then she makes it seem like you were close.
Yeah,
to
I'm like, stop.
We weren't even close.
Yeah, all I do on this podcast is just bash my parents.
Oh, they're great people. The hardest thing I ever had to do, or the thing that sucked the most that I ever had to do, though, like, my dad drives semis, so he backs up trailers for a living. We, like, get the boat or whatever. I'm, like, backing it up the dock. He's like, right, right, left, left, left. He's like, come on, inch it this way, turn the wheel this way, do this. And I just, like, I looked at him. I stopped, looked at him. I said, relax.
Stop being
and then
spaz.
I just backed it. And he was like, oh, okay. I don't know. It's really, really annoying. How you doing over there, bud?
Good. I'm doing good. All right. I got one thing.
Okay.
Other thing. I've kind of been away for Gunner for like 2 weeks, which has kind of been nice, you know, because Gunner, he's a lot. Yeah. And like, there's such things called Gunner things that Gunner does.
Sure.
Just to piss people off. And there's three of them. And you'll probably remember. One of them is the sock. It is like if you're laying on the couch just watching TV with socks on, and if he gets up to go get a glass of water or something, he'll walk by and like pinch the toe of your sock and just pull it a little bit, not completely off, which is like a little bit, so it has like
halfway
off. So you get a little flop. That pisses me off. Number two is the hook. Say you're standing and you're like either taking a drink of a beer or scratching your head or something, so you have your elbow up, he will come up behind you whenever half he Nelson. Sees that and give you a half Nelson, and he calls that the hook. Like, it's nothing terrible, but it's just irritating. What's the last one?
The tuck.
The tuck.
He does that to me the most.
He can do that at any point in time. If you're just standing, he will just come up behind you, and he'll put his like hand in your mid-back, like on your shirt, and then just shove it down into your pants, and he calls that the tuck.
The one thing that kid always does, he does that to me a lot, still does, and that doesn't bother me as much as the sock thing annoys me. But the one that really annoys me that he does is we'll be ready to go out, and it'll be like, we're gonna leave it at 10:30. It'll be 10:25. He's like, oh, I gotta go shower quick.
Shower, shave, and he always looks like hell. He looks terrible, and then he's like, oh, I gotta get ready. I'm like, well, yeah, obviously you do, but like, he always waits until the moment that we're about to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, to his credit, he probably does it to, like, piss us off, and he does a very good job of that, so kudos to him, but...
Yeah, he's a shit friend.
The tuck thing, though, I used to do that to Randy all the time.
Oh, really? You invented the tuck.
Like, I did the tuck before Gunner actually started doing it. Do you remember that, Derek? I'd always do that to Randy all the time. But I don't know. And they also piss you guys off?
Slivers. I got a really bad one that went in pretty deep.
On his foot.
The girlfriend had to tear my foot up just to pull out the tweezers, so dealing with that today. So, fuck splinters.
You know what pisses me off is me being the only one catching a fish and making my friends feel bad. That kind of irritates me.
You're such a douche. That was a super nice walleye. You know what was super, like, kind of funny? Eric, so I put it on my Snapchat story. Eric's like, that's good fish to cook. I was like, yep, Jared did good. He's like, you going to cook it? You going to eat it? He asked me five times. I'm like, no, because we didn't have a knife to fillet it. Oh, I would have cooked that fish. I said, Eric.
Pipe down.
I didn't have a knife. I wasn't just going to throw the whole fish in the oven or on the grill, smoke it, and then just like Bear Grylls rip it apart, take the fillets out.
Have walleye tartare.
Yeah, that would have been really good. Yeah, that was a mean fish, though. That was a nice walleye. But anything else to make you guys mad? Anything you can think of?
I've been kind of living a sheltered life.
Every time I get in your truck, you have less than 30 miles to eat. That gets annoying.
That kind of makes myself annoyed, too, because I only put like 10 bucks in just to get...
We stop at Casey's, and Jeff is always low on gas, and he fills up a little bit, and he gets a coffee. He goes up to the cashier. He's like, yeah, I also had the $700 of gas outside, too.
That's kind of funny on that. Dude, well...
That goes back to my whole thing of you, like, just giving waitresses and cashiers a hard time.
Yeah,
love making conversation with waitresses.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you were gonna ask yesterday if you could substitute rice with pancakes.
That was a joke because we talked about it on like three episodes ago.
Yeah, we were at a Mexican restaurant. Jeff was ordering like this chicken breast fajita thing, and he's like, "Yeah, instead of..." Well, he didn't actually do it, but he like nudged me on the shoulder. He's like, "Yeah, instead of the rice, can I get like two pancakes as a side at a Mexican restaurant?"
Oh, I love it. But either way, guys, we're just driving Jared home. The countdown to him moving to Seattle is coming. We're going to miss you, buddy.
Yeah. Wish I could say the same.
Yeah, whatever. No, dude, Seattle, you're going to kill it in Seattle, though, for sure.
Thanks, man. What if I become, like...
One of them.
Super hipster. What could I do to become one of them? Hipster.
You get
man bun?
Man bun, dye the hair, get those, like, thick-rimmed circle glasses.
See, I've actually heard Are man buns, like... too mainstream now that they're not even in? Have you guys heard that?
I think man buns are kind of dying off because I think there was like, it was kind of like a fad for like a year. Like I feel like 2017 they were huge. Now nobody's like, oh, man buns for days, you know?
For me, it's just we don't make them as big a deal of it anymore. Like, we don't notice it.
I feel like I should probably get the glasses that you're talking about. Probably get a couple like forearm tattoos.
You think you'll get a tattoo? Like, Apple logo on your arm.
An Apple logo. Probably like not... Like quit showering for a little while, just to like get the natural oils in my skin.
You know, just think about this. Something that kind of annoys me is like we talk about like fads. Like I feel like there was like a couple of years, and it still might be a thing. Like beards were like the biggest thing, but like I feel like 10 years ago, people were like not about beards at all. I think beards have always been cool, but seriously, because people were always like, "Oh, a guy with a beard is the best," but that wasn't like the same case like 10 years ago.
I haven't really been keeping track. I can't grow a beard at all.
I grow a shit one, so I...
What age will you... You can grow a mean beard. I can grow a good neck beard. At what point do you think you'd be able to grow, like, a full beard? Because your dad can grow a mean one.
Is there such thing as a good neck beard as you're on the topic, Jeff?
No. I don't think so, because if I don't...
Andrew
if I clean...
Luck looking ass?
What?
Do you Andrew Luck looking
ass? If I clean it up, like, the beard itself, it looks good. But if I just don't grow it, it just looks... patchy and weird and nasty.
Yeah, I know. I need to hit like a second stage of puberty before I can start growing a beard, apparently.
Yeah. Well, you'll get there someday, buddy.
Yeah.
Not every flower blossoms right away. Some blossom twice, like you.
Thanks.
All right, guys, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we'll end the show.
This segment was brought to you by Perkins Plumbing and Heating. Winter is slowly coming to an end, and warmer weather is approaching. It's time to get those air conditioners up and running just in time for the summer. Jason Perkins has been serving the Northwest Iowa community for years, providing excellent service and installation, maintenance, and recommendations of all your heating and cooling products. Why pay a lot of money for the large companies that don't care about customer service when you can get help from one of the most charismatic contractors in the Northwest Iowa area? Perkins Plumbing and Heating is dedicated to providing great service and building relationships that last. Stay comfortable this summer with Perkins Plumbing and Heating. They want to clap, stick them up.
talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees.
Welcome back, guys. We are closing up shop on the quick and short episode 23 of Taking the Over. As I said in the intro of today's show, the biggest news that has been this week in the sports and sports gambling world is, yes, the Supreme Court, a group of justices in the state of New Jersey, they actually recently passed a bill, I think it was 7-2, to allow each individual state to determine what sports gambling regulations they may have, taxation, things like that. It is a big day for American sports, so it's a big day for American history with this news. You know, in the past, there's been a lot of controversy whether sports gambling is legal or not. I mean, obviously, a lot of Americans today do a lot of sports gambling no matter what. We have done it at 21st Finance. A lot of other places have through online sports books. With this news and now states making this potentially legal in the future, you may see some American-based sports books, because online sports books by chance, because currently there aren't any online American sports books. You know, the Bovadas of the world, the Bet DSIs of the world, those are usually based in Europe and Canada and, you know, foreign countries, obviously. Well, this is big for the United States. You know, you're going to see, you know, potentially in states and, you know, for example, state or the city where the Super Bowl is played every year. You know, the Super Bowl, the taxation and the sports betting that goes on the Super Bowl is incredible. The Super Bowl is the highest gambled sporting event in the world every single year by dollar value. So, you know, for example, next year, the Super Bowl is in Atlanta, Georgia for Super Bowl 53. You know, if sports betting becomes legal in Atlanta, you may see sports books that pop up in Atlanta, you know, based around Atlanta and the state of Georgia. Well, if the states determine that they're going to tax a certain percentage of winnings, you know, to the state government that people use through gambling, you're going to see a lot of taxation money that goes to the government. You know, it's a big changing topic. You're obviously going to see with this as well, you're going to see a lot of support from professional leagues as well. You know, the NBA has always been in talks with Las Vegas and sports betting, you know, sports betting agencies and things like that, whether they should, you know, make it legal, they should, you know, become, you know, work with it together so they can earn a side amount of revenue. Because when you actually involve sports betting into the sports themselves and you make it legal and there's, you know, there's law written to it and Congress and government is on board with this as well, the amount of monetary gain that people can make, because sports gambling is a multi-billion dollar industry every year. Billions of dollars every year going just to the Super Bowl alone. You know, every year with baseball, there's so much money bet on baseball. And you know, with a lot of these leagues with, you know, money going down, with, you know, attendances going down, because a lot of people aren't going to games anymore. A lot of people aren't paying money to buy tickets and things like that. So, you know, smaller teams in, say, the Major League Baseball, where you have the Miami Marlins, that they can't sell out their stadium at all, and they're definitely losing money every year. You know, if they can get a side source of revenue through sports gambling through their baseball team, I think they got to take advantage of it. Because like I said also, and I'll reiterate this point, a lot of these sports are dying. I mean, NFL is doing great, but you see a lot of these smaller market baseball teams and even some of these smaller market NBA and NHL teams, they are struggling to turn a profit every year. So this is good for American sports, I believe. It's good for the American citizen, I think, that gets involved in sports betting. So now, you know, if say it does become legal in the state of Iowa for me, I'm obviously going to use an American-based sports book. You know, obviously there'll be a lot more options for me. It'll be a lot easier, a lot more intuitive than using something from Canada or overseas. But yeah, either way, guys, that is very, very big news in the sporting world. I'm excited to see what each individual state does. Like I said, also, I want to reiterate, this doesn't mean every single state is legal for sports betting. It just means now the state governments, they have the power to do what they choose when it comes to making sports betting legal. They can set regulations, they can set taxation methods, things like that. But either way, guys, that is all of today's episode. Yes, I know it was a very short one. We are busy and we are moving along with all sorts of stuff going on in my life. That is episode 23 of Taking the Over. As always, guys, we are 23 episodes through. We have a million left to go. Of course, as always, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, subscribe to us, rate 5 stars, tell everybody you know that doesn't know about the show already. Leave a good comment, let me know what you think, and we will definitely build upon that in future episodes. Either way, guys, thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your day and a good rest of your week.
one for the now and 11 for the later. Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands.